In the beginning, there was only chaos. All things were constantly out of balance. Then, the goddess Opalini and her children brought balance to the realm. In time, some of them became too greedy for their own good, and imbalance resulted. Who will step forth and return balance to this world? Who can be found worthy?
Ooh, pick me! Pick me!
Yeah,
I guarantee pick me too. I can go.
Is there anyone at all?
If Opalini would have been,
how about you,
first,
sir?
Be done
down in the front.
Yeah, we get her done.
Down there in the front. Anybody at all? But
come
the guys on. In the back.
Hey, you Jeffro. The rabbit shoot a bug before?
Jeffro, get on my shoulder.
Honestly,
get on my shoulder.
Honestly, almost anybody will do.
Three halflings in a coat.
Look at me.
You know what? Fine. You bunch of psychos. I don't even. You know what? Start the show. Just start the show.
Thank you.
Welcome back, guys. Unfortunately, we had some issues with our recording, so we won't have our normal intro. Instead, you guys get me, just doing some talking. Last episode ended with Jeffro, Morlin, and Imp meeting Jeremy Plum, the host of the Fairy Kingdom hide-and-seek game. Jeffro got shrunk down and covered in pixie dust. Let's see what happens. Take it away, Mark.
You start drinking the potion, you start shrinking down, right? And he's sprinkling the pixie dust all over you guys. You're going to drink the potions?
Yes.
It shrinks you down to tiny size. You're like pixie size now.
What in the world?
And now you can fly. You've had a little practice with it now, so it shouldn't be no trouble. But he is eyeballing Jeffro pretty hard. And he's like, where are you from?
What do you mean, where am I from?
Like, where are you from?
The woods.
Which woods?
The woods where Ma and Pa live.
Oh, that's real descriptive.
Well, thank you.
Just we don't see, you know, we go to lots of worlds and we don't really see your kind too many places.
Well, my family came from the Feywild, but we moved over here to the Mortal Plane for something. You know, they don't really tell me what it is, but anyways, I'm from the woods now. We got a little carrot farm on down on the side of town.
It is lovely.
Imp is holding off drinking his potion because this line of questioning is suspicious and he doesn't want to be tiny if...
Which is that we don't see too many Herringon around in all these different worlds. Usually, you know, you see them back in the Feywild, but you just don't see them all over the place.
Well, that just makes me special. You got somebody special in your pixie garden.
Do you know where in Feywild you come from?
No,
the land.
Mom and Pa never told me where I came from. They always kind of kept that a secret because something bad happened at some point.
Oh,
something
bad happened. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Can I just start the hide and seek game?
Okay, go on in.
Thank you.
Morlin walks up to Mr. Plum. Why are you asking so many questions about my friend?
You don't see too many Herringons anywhere but the Feywild. And the ones that you do see, they're usually kind of like, free-spirited, running around, you know, doing all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah, that's Jeffro.
That's Jeffro to a T.
Yeah.
As Jeffro is flying around.
Yeah, he's not even here.
Playing with fairies.
Well, it's just, you know, it's just, pixies. Well, I ain't been back to the Feywild in a long time. There has been some bad stuff going on around there. I ain't supposed to talk about it, though.
Why not?
Because not allowed.
Who
could I talk to for you to be allowed?
Mr. Witcher, Mr. Light are the bosses.
Are they the ones that said you're not allowed?
Mm-hmm.
I've always been told that I have to take care of him. And
you might should.
Y'all just hear Jeffro.
If I was you, I would not leave him alone any around here.
At that, Morlin turns around and goes, is this what the bottom of everything looks like? And then he flies up to help Jeffro. He's just flies up and he's just keeping pace right behind Jeffro, looking around like a bloodhound.
Morlin, you stay with Jeffro. I'm not going to come in there.
Okay. I'll be with Jeffro.
I'm just going to stand outside of the pixie
garden. Are you not going to need that potion then?
No, you can have it back. And he gives it back to him.
All right.
Jeffro
you want some pixie dust?
No, thanks.
You don't want no pixie dust?
Imp's a wimp. Imp's a wimp.
Everybody loves pixie dust. It's the best.
How far away is Jeffro from where I'm at?
It's kind of hard to spot him now because he's miniature and flying around through like all these trees. There's all these trees. There's the big Ferris wheel. There's all that stuff. And they are playing hide and seek in there.
That's true. Okay. Never mind.
Okay, I'm also going to make a note that Morlin winning the snail race has actually raised the mood of the carnival by one step as well. You've noticed that, like, when the people were freaking out, like, in the stands, like...
We set a record.
I'm just glad that Jeffro's antics didn't bring the carnival down. Probably animal abuse to a snail.
And then abandoning the game.
Abandoning the game. And
so basically just slapped a snail in its eye hole and then got up and walked away.
You know what? On second thought.
No, you can't do that.
You're the absolute worst.
You're the worst.
All right, so was there actually a game?
And you noticed, now you notice that when you go in there into the fairy kingdom, fairies are super happy to see you, and they're like clapping their hands. They're like, "Ooh, a herring gone! This is gonna be fun."
Thank you, thank you. You know, I'm known around most of these parts as the best hair gone to ever come in this part of town. So you are lucky to get to see me today.
Imp is gonna stand outside and watch Plum.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure he's not, like, sending any messages to anybody or nothing like that.
Nope.
Trying to get any information to anybody.
Morlin is just about 3 feet back and 3 feet to the side of Jeffro wherever he goes. Just like a sentry. Just like, I don't like the way that guy was asking questions.
Yeah, one of the little pixies flies up to you and she says, "Part of the game is everybody has to come up with a pixie name. What's your pixie name?"
Well, why can't it just be Jeffro?
That's not a pixie name.
How about this? What's a Jeffy?
Pixie name? Pixie name. You know, like a tickle feather or like goober snot or something like that.
Goober snot.
You know, something funny.
I got it. I'll be tree feller.
So you're like a feller that's a tree. That's funny. That tree is feller. A funny name. I like it.
It's not that funny of a name.
Oh, it's hilarious. A feller that's a tree. You're like a tree.
I don't know.
What's your pixie name?
Jeffro has a big belly.
Boy, you know what? For being so small, you sure are big.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Are we the same size as pixies now, or is he still like
you're the same size as pixies, but he's big for
I'm a big pixie.
Tiny.
I'm going to be... Morlin?
Morlin?
How about Leslin?
Leslin! That's funny! Leslin!
Oh, man.
Come on, let's play hide and seek!
And there are several places to hide. There's a big wooden wheel that has eight wicker baskets. It's like, you know, the Ferris wheel kind of thing. There's a flower bed with several talking wildflowers. You see Dandy's, like, cousins in there. There's a heron's nest. There's an awakened heron named Beatrice who was just hanging out talking like about the weather to anybody who'll listen. And, you know, she's got a big nest there. You know, there's, you know, several other little places to hide. There's clumps of long grass and different things like that.
All right, I'm going to hide in the flowers. Am I hiding or am I seeking?
Okay. No. Oh, you know what? Everybody roll a d20. We'll see who's hiding and who's seeking.
I rolled a nat 20.
Nat 20?
18.
You're seeking. Everybody hide.
I'm supposed to be watching Jeffro.
You better go find him then. He's gone.
Yep, I'm hiding.
Hey, Jeffro.
I'm not going to get where I'm at, idiot. Oh, crap.
I immediately fly to the voice.
I want to use my.
Now, where are you hiding?
I want to use an action, my bonus action to hide.
Okay, bonus action to hide.
Yeah.
Now, where are you hiding, though?
Well, if he's flying towards me, I guess I'll just try to dodge to a different flower that the sound didn't come from.
Right. Okay. And then the dandelions are trying to talk to you while you're hiding. You know?
Shut up, you stupid flowers!
Roll a charisma check.
Rolling a charisma check for shut up, you stupid flowers.
Mm-hmm. That is a 14.
She hushes up.
Well, fine then.
Okay, so roll your stealth check.
All right. 18.
18. Now you got to roll a perception check to see if you can find him.
That's going to be a 12.
You're looking and looking. You don't find him. Now you find some other fairies, you know, that are hiding around.
Darn tootin'.
So you're looking and looking and
I'm going to go over to that nest.
All right. Yeah, the heron's like, lovely weather we're having. The stars are out. It's beautiful weather. Love the night.
Yeah, we like it.
Heron?
It's like a bird. It's a big bird.
Like those ones that, you know, you see in like pairs walking around. The big tall ones.
Okay. I was just curious.
Like a crane, but less cool.
Got it.
All right, I'm going to check over by the weather bird.
Okay.
17.
17. So you're looking, and he's like, whatever are you looking for?
I'll be honest, I don't know.
Well, then I can't help you.
I mean, I guess it's other, like, pixie-sized people.
Oh, well.
Hiding.
Look over there.
Okay.
And he points over at, points over at the wheel with the baskets in it. Like, they always hide in the baskets. They think they're so clever.
So I'm going to fly as fast as possible straight at the Ferris wheel.
Oh, yeah. You start flying over there, right? And then you see, like, little heads, like, looking up and ducking back down.
I see you.
Ah!
I'm just going to tip the basket over.
Ah! And they start flying out. You have to find us all. Yeah, you have to find us all. You have to find us all. You have to find us all.
Wow, that was really good.
Whoa. I didn't know. I did not know I was hunting a whole choir. I'm going to look in the flowers again and see if I can find Jeffro because I'm nervous. That's going to be a 7. I'm pretty sure there's flowers still.
Yeah, you don't even find any fairies in the flower.
Yeah.
Flowers. All the flowers are sitting there talking to you and dancing and like, hey, come play with us.
Hi.
Hi.
Have you seen a rabbit?
Yeah.
Where?
He was right behind that flower just a minute ago.
Jeffro.
But then he moved.
Oh, that's...
Now he's behind that flower.
Jeffro.
I don't say anything.
You gotta make a new roll. Both you guys.
21.
12 does not find him.
I mean, she literally pointed like,
right behind that flower right there. Wait, I don't see him there anymore.
If anyone's wondering, I have a +8 to my stealth. Just so you know.
Cheating.
What's Moreland's bonus to perception?
3.
Yeah.
But only because I'm currently getting the bonus for improving the whole place.
Yeah, no.
All right, I'm going to go check another place where they were hiding.
Has everybody been found? There was the nest,
and then there was the flowers area, and then there was the Ferris wheel thing. Mm-hmm. Like, how many people are left for Moreland to find?
Well, you're starting to think that you may have found all the fairies by now, because they're giggling. They're not, you know, they're not hiding well.
If your name is not Jeffro, please leave the playing field. It's not fair for you to continue to make me think you're still in.
He found everybody but the bunny.
All right.
I think the bunny wins. Bunny wins.
Bunny. I pop out midair.
I win! Suck it, Marlin!
Okay. I guess. I was just trying to find you so I could keep an eye on you. Just trying to make sure you're safe.
I run over to Mr. Plum. What did I win?
Pixie dust.
Oh yeah.
And they hand you like a bag of pixie dust. Now, before they've taken a pinch of pixie dust and sprinkled it on you. You have a bag of pixie dust right now.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right? Like the little, you know, pixie-sized little bag.
I appreciate it there, Mr. Plum.
Not Mr. Plum that gave it to you.
Oh, who was
it? It's just one of the fairies.
Oh, one of the fairies.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I thank the fairy and I clip it onto my belt.
Lily Bell. Be cautious with that.
Yeah. Oh, and Belinda. Belinda's like, see, I got you some pixie dust.
You didn't get me crap. I just won this.
I
come over here. I whisper to her, you're supposed to get me other pixie dust. Oh, yeah. You didn't get me anything, Belinda.
That's right.
All right, then.
I'm tired.
Here, get back on my overalls.
All right. I'm going to take a nap.
All right.
All right.
Fly back on there. So.
You got any snacks?
Yeah, I give her a piece of candy.
Ooh, I like candy. I like to have a snack before bed.
Oh, okay, Belinda. Nobody asked.
I used to like you, Moreland.
Well, I mean, we've always had a weird relationship. Are you still pretending you're not a dragonfly?
I'm going to sleep. All right, now that you've been standing out there with Jeremy Plum for, like, quite some time, because, like, Jeffro was hid pretty good, you've got time to converse with him, and he is a chatty fellow.
In paint.
He's giving him side eye the whole time. Who are you?
Yeah. So, Sorry. Mr. Plum, why are you so interested in Herringong?
Because they're fake creatures, just like me.
But what was there something specific about Jeffro?
No, he's one of them. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of different Herringongs, but he's a brown bunny. They ain't all brown.
Are the brown ones rarer?
They're not rare. Any more rarer than any other ones. Well, you know, you got your Harlequins that are white and black, and then, you know, you got your snow bunnies, you know. But the brown bunnies, they're just like regular old field bunnies, you know.
Well, yeah, he's just a farmer bunny.
Like, are you saying any of this?
No, you're off. Okay, this is you're having the time of your life.
Gotcha.
You're tricking Marlin.
In the background, you hear, Jeffro.
But you've got, like, time, because this takes time, what they're doing. So, like, regular field bunny, you know, just shame about what happened, though.
What do you mean, what happened?
I can't talk about it.
Man, you people, and you're not talking about it.
There's things I can talk about. Like, did you know there's a Kenku running around here causing trouble at the carnival? You know what a Kenku is, right?
Yeah, one of the bird people.
Yeah, you know, and all they do is mimic what other people say to them. You know, they don't have a voice of their own, really.
So,
but you know what? I heard he stole somebody else's voice. And, you know, that Candlefoot, he's a real nice feller. But and he's in love. He's got him some sweetness on that mermaid over there singing. You can hear her singing from here. But I heard that Kenku done stole his voice. Been running around using his voice.
The Kenku stole whose voice?
Candlefoot. The mime. You ain't met Candlefoot the mime? Where you been?
Candlefoot the mime lost his voice. It wasn't lost.
It was stolen.
All right. Okay. So his voice was stolen. Now
he can't talk to his sweetie no more. He used to go over there and sing with her. That pretty mermaid over there by the lake.
Well, I'll have to have a chat with her.
Yeah, go. Yeah, Palasha. She's a sweet lady. Well, I mean, ladyfish, you know.
Thanks for the information.
Oh, yeah, I know all kinds of things.
Do you know where I can find Mr. Witch or Mr. Light?
Yeah, over behind the big top. There's a staff area. They got their own wagon. It's real nice.
All right, I'm going to have to go over there at some point.
Yeah, be careful, though. There's a mean old clown over there.
Mean old clown?
Mean old clown. Like, you don't want to get sideways on him.
Like, I'm going to have to fight him?
Well, I mean, he's just rude.
Oh. Well, I can be rude.
I mean, I heard he can fight, though. I heard sometimes he gets a little ugly with people.
Yeah, he can't fight me.
Why? He's a little bigger than you are.
That's fine. He can't fight me.
Jeffro, quit hiding behind the flowers.
Yeah.
You might want to go talk to Burly the Bugbear first, though. He's a lot nicer.
Is he over there, too?
Oh, yeah, he's over there. Now, the thing about him is he looks like just a big old dumb brute, but he's real smart. He likes to ride around on the swan boats and philosophize with the swans. And the swans, they're sharper than you'd think they would be.
The swans that are the boats?
Yeah, swan boats. Well, they're swans. They ain't boats. They're swans.
But he rides on it like a boat?
Well, they're big. Have you seen the size of them?
No, not yet.
Well, there's one right there. Look on over there. That's a big swan.
Yeah, those are big swans. I mean,
that's little bugbears floating around on it. That's a big swan.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but, ask me. I know all kinds of things, but, you know, I just can't talk about some things.
All right, I'm going to fly back over towards the entrance and look at Mr. Plum. All right, I'm tired of being small. I'm ready to get back regular size, please.
Okay. Now, from you guys adopting pixie names, you've elevated the mood of the carnival again. So were we talking like 3 mood elevations?
Yeah, it's a +3 now.
Jeffro Clyde the Tree Feller.
Wait, winner shouldn't of the that pixie be a +4? Because I think you told us last time that the mood got elevated because we were doing like fireworks and all kinds of stuff like that.
That's one.
Well, it was one.
Then you won the snail races.
You said we had one for winning the games, and then you gave us another one for the snail race.
Oh, that is 4.
This one would be 4.
So, being that that's the case, one of the Witchlight Hands comes over to you guys and says, I would like to extend, well, not I, Mr. Witch and Mr. Light, would like to extend an invitation to go meet them at their
wagon, being that you guys have livened the place up so much since you've been here.
Oh, that was my plan anyway.
Yeah, let's do it.
Gotta go talk to them, find out.
And he's just a regular human guy dressed in the regular carnival outfit, you know. And
yeah, I need to talk to the people who've been running this snail race, because it was obviously rigged bad to lose for some people.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, I'm going to bring it up for sure. Anyways, yeah, let's go meet them two.
Moreland, that stuff from before?
Uh-huh.
We got to talk to Mr. Light and Mr. Witch about that.
That is what I would like to do as well.
Yeah. That sounds good. About the snails, right? Is that what y'all are talking about?
Not at all.
Okay. Well, let's go on head that way and talk to them.
Do we get bonuses for the increases to the carnival mood? Or is that just a...
Just a carnival mood. So... you start walking towards the big top, led by this witch light hand. And as you get closer, you notice that behind the big top is a wall of thorns, a very tall, thick wall of thorns that you can't see through. And standing there is a large bugbear with a jack-o'-lantern on top of his head, like a helmet, basically. And he says, your presence is requested by management. Come with me.
What's he wearing?
He's wearing overalls, blue overalls.
Overall.
So
twinning.
I definitely stick my thumbs under there and say, hey, I like them digs you got on there. That's pretty nice.
And he just kind of like growls under his breath.
Oh, never mind then, turd.
I was told that you were a pretty nice guy.
Who told you that?
Mr. Plum.
Whatever, Plum, the guy at the Fairy Kingdom.
He's pretty all right, too.
You talk to him? Like friends?
I'm friends with everybody. Can't you tell by my pleasant demeanor?
It does. It's coming out of your pores. Definitely.
Look, there ain't nothing pouring out of him, Moreland.
Shh. Look at how festive my hat is.
The old pumpkin head. I like it. Looks cool. You got any more of those? Can I wear one too?
We could make some.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm kind of a party animal. Anyways, down to business. Let's go.
Let's
do
it.
He starts walking over towards the wall of thorns. And it literally just splits open like 8 feet high and like 4 feet wide.
So Moreland barely fits?
Barely fits.
I duck.
Yeah. And I mean, this guy's big, but he's not Moreland big. And he starts walking through thorns. And as you get through the thorns, you see that there's 8 wagons that are like lit up by lanterns. And one of them is just this ostentatious, like brightly colored, like just off the chains wagon, right? And over in... the kind of the center over by like a little campfire area, burn barrel kind of thing, is this human clown. He looks older and he's got this like smile painted on his face, even though he's frowning. So it's sort of a like a wavy smile, and he's got a bubble pipe that he's just like blowing bubbles with. And he looks over at you guys and he kind of has a shitty look on it, a terrible look on his face. Rude. He just looks rude. And he's like, yeah, that's Thacko. Just leave him alone. He's a butthole.
That's who?
I think that's the guy that Mr. Plum was telling you about.
Yeah.
He was feisty.
That's Thacko. He's a butthole.
Thacko?
He'll fight you if you try.
Thacko. Yeah, no.
Oh, I thought you had a lisp or something and was trying to say psycho, because that's what he looks like.
Yeah.
Man, I couldn't tell. He looks a little crazy.
We don't.
Damn, did you say something about fighting me?
We don't get along.
I said, if you want him to, he will probably fight you.
Well,
we don't get along.
Let's just hold off on that.
I'm not comfortable with that, because then I'm going to have to fight.
Yeah, and I don't want Moreland hurting anybody today.
He already hurt them 2 goblins.
I was a gentle pin.
Moreland, you are to be ashamed of yourself hurting poor little animals like that.
Oh, my God.
Who was it that tied the eye stalks of a snail together today?
Nobody. I was using them as reins, one in each hand. They were not tied.
They were
separate.
Its eyes.
Burley looks over at you and he says, you really did that?
No, he's lying. He's just mad that I beat him at the snail race and now he's got hard feelings against it.
That is not how I remember
Look,
that going.
Look, I won and they gave me a bag of fairy dust. See? This is my prize.
That's not one of the prizes for the snail
race. Hey, how about we go make this Mr. Witchlight and leave old Thacko alone? And
I would strongly advise you leaving him alone.
We'll leave him alone for now.
Anyways, I'm sure you can tell.
Jeffro definitely looks over at Imp. And this is the look he's trying to give him without saying anything is like, we're definitely going to mess with Thaco at some point.
Oh, Imp is already like shaking his head like, yeah, okay. He knows.
Well, I'm sure it's not hard to figure out which wagon belongs to Mr. Witch and Mr. Light.
Yeah, they live in that barrel over there, right?
You're a funny guy.
Funny looking. Sorry, Imp. I didn't mean to. That clown's got me my head messed up. And yeah, they probably live in that, what'd you say, ostentatious? That's a mighty big word. That's got to be where he's at, yeah, right?
I can see why the bosses want to meet with you guys. You guys are hilarious.
All day. Every day.
The fairgoers must love you guys.
We basically raised the whole morale of this place since we've been here. So, yeah, I think they do like us. We're kind of celebrities here.
That's so it would seem. Come on, let's go.
Let's do it.
And he takes you up to the wagon, knocks on the door, this like particular knock. And you hear them.
Wait, you say a particular knock?
Yeah, can we?
Yes.
Oh, I definitely.
I want to memorize the knock.
Yeah.
1, 1, 2, 3.
It's like dun, 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 dun.
No, it's not.
That's what sounds like me.
One.
Hey, big guy, will you do that knock again so I can see it one more time?
I got it.
He just shakes his head and backs up away from the door. And the door comes flinging open, right? And this tall, thin guy dressed in just like this jestery looking clothes with this like big scepter that looks like a weather vane says, "Welcome, welcome, welcome, carnival goers. You must be the three that has everyone in stitches. Come in, come in, come in."
We ain't cut nobody. Well, I don't know why people are in stitches.
It's no wonder you're so beloved by the crowd. Come, come.
Jeffro goes right in. No hesitation.
As soon as Jeffro starts moving. Yeah.
I follow behind. Like, I'm going to have to keep an eye
can
on
Morlan
this guy.
Can Morlan fit inside this wagon? This
yeah, how tight is the
it's
door?
Big. Burley goes in. It's a very big wagon. It's the biggest, nicest one. And when you come inside, it's lavish and gorgeous on the inside. Like, the woodwork.
Boy.
And the cloth and, like, everything inside of it is just immaculate and gorgeous.
I tell you what, I'm going to have to remodel the treehouse, fellas. This is very nice.
Yeah. This is way nicer than the treehouse. And okay, it's on wheels, too.
I mean, it's not way nicer than the...
Morlan, look at the wood in the walls.
I know.
You literally cut down wood for a living.
That's mahogany.
And your treehouse ain't as nice as the wood
in here. I see mahogany. I see walnut. I see some spruce. Oh, spruce. This is a nice place you got here.
Nice thank place. You, thank you, thank you. Come in and make yourselves comfortable. Would you like a drink or a snack? And there's drinks and snacks like just laid out already there.
100% yes.
And you see like at the back of the wagon is a portly gentleman dressed in a very nice suit. I mean, he looks just like dressed to the nines, pimping, cufflinks, the whole nine yards. And
so looks a lot like Morlan. Got it.
And he's looking at his pocket watch, and he closes it and looks up at you guys, and he says, "Hello, I am Mr. Witch. This is Mr. Light. We are the owners of this carnival."
"Nice to meet you. I'm Mr. Clyde, and I am the beater of games at this carnival." And he holds up his two candy horns, his fairy wings, his bag of dust, and he says, "I got a little bone to pick with you." And these guys, too, they have the same story about your snail race.
Perhaps we should finish the introductions first before we begin with any bone picking.
Right, yeah, Jeffro, be polite.
And you are, sir? You're rather large, gentlemen.
My name is Morlan Treefeller. Myself and High Road. There's just no way to say it other than dominated the snail race.
Barely won.
Dominated, and it was fantastic. I also enjoyed your goblin wrestling, and I'm just a lumberjack by trade, and I keep an eye on my friends here. We're three peas in a pod.
Very, very nice to meet your acquaintance, sir, and you. And he pauses for a second when he looks at you, and he kind of like looks down at your shadow. You see his eyes go down at your shadow for a second.
No, nothing. I'm Imp. Mm-hmm. This is my friend Jeffro over here.
Yes.
Jeffrey's just smiling. A very weird grin at you, just...
That's it.
Just Imp.
Yeah, just Imp.
Very nice to meet you, just Imp. Wouldn't you say so? And Mr. Witch, like, nods. And he reaches out and, he takes a little sip from his, like, glass. And then he seems very calm, and his mood seems to be, like, very, like, low and calm. Like, in stark contrast to Mr. Light, who was just, seems to, like, enjoy every minute of every day to the fullest. And he says, "We would like to thank you for bringing so much joy to our guests. You may or may not know that there will be a crowning of the Witchlight Monarch. Whoever raises the mood of the carnival the most will be crowned the monarch and will be given a very nice prize."
Are we here for that?
Why, yes. Right now, you three are the highest ranking candidates for the Witchlike Monarch.
So where's our prize?
It hasn't been determined yet who is the winner. The knight is still young.
Okay.
Well, I got some stuff I got to talk to you guys about anyway, whenever we can get down to business.
Well, business it is then. Perhaps you should speak to Mr. Witch. He is more of the businessman.
Well, we don't want to buy anything. We just want to talk to you.
Well, then.
I might need to talk to you both. I don't know. We'll see.
Mr. Witch turns and looks at you, and he just, like, has a very steady, like, calm gaze.
All right, so... Mr. Plum said something about Herringon.
Hey, that's me.
That's you, Jeffrey.
He's talking about me?
He was talking about your kind of people and how they're rare and something bad happened in the Feywild, and he said he couldn't talk about it. I want to know what it is. He said you guys know.
Wait a minute. You talking about the thing Mom Paul is keeping from us? He knew about that?
He knew something about it, but he wasn't allowed to talk about it. And he said he wasn't allowed to talk about it because of these fine gentlemen here.
He was, however, very helpful and should not be. He did not talk about it, which he's not supposed to talk about it. So.
Oh, did I say his name? I didn't mean to. I meant to say one of the fairgoers or fair people.
He was.
And his face like takes on a little bit more serious of a like look. And he says, "Well, it is standard practice to not speak of things that are going to bring down the mood of the carnival."
Oh, God. Well, let's stop right there then, because I really want that prize. We can talk about that later.
Jeffro.
I want to win the prize.
More than you want to know what happened?
Yeah.
What the?
Obviously.
What is wrong with you?
There's a prize.
You've been talking about this for 3 years.
Yeah, but now there's a prize. Listen here, Mr. Witch and Light, is that your name? Witch Light?
Yes. Yes!
What can we do to win this prize?
Just carry on as you have been, and you should be a shoo-in.
Oh, well, give me just a second. Let me talk to my friends about something real quick.
What is it, Jeffro?
What was that?
Listen, I've gone this long without knowing anything about what's happened in the past, and I turned out pretty awesome, if you can tell.
But this might be the only chance you have to learn something.
This might be the only chance to win that prize, too.
That's true, but we're already going to win that prize. And I don't think we can bring down the morale being in this wagon. It's only Mr. Witch and Mr. Light, and I don't think their morale counts for the whole carnival.
Mr. Witch, Mr. Light, if we're in this wagon, can we bring down the morale while we're in here?
I don't see how that would be possible unless you make me sad.
Okay, then I think Mr. Light should go outside and we can talk to Mr. Witch.
Oh, you're funny, funny, funny. No, anything that you can say in front of Mr. Witch, you can say in front of me. We are partners.
All right, well, I guess we can talk about it. So my mom and Pa told me about some carnival a long time ago that happened in the Feywild. But they won't tell me anything else about it, except that's why we had to get out of there. And now Mr. Plum apparently was talking to Imp and saying I'm some kind of special bunny or something. I don't know. I wasn't really there. But do you know anything about... Is this the same carnival that something bad happened or something bad could happen?
Nothing bad happens at this carnival. See, it's a Imp, place of joy. It's a place of joy. And furthermore, Herringon are rare outside of the Feywild. It is true.
See, Imp, there's nothing to worry about.
Can I make an insight check?
Yes, you can.
I was about to say the same thing.
We have a plus one to wisdom stuff right now, right?
You do. All
right, that's a 17 for me.
I literally got a 17 too.
He got a 1 with modifier. And you can tell that he's like a little nervous. And Mr. Witch's face is like very serious right now.
So here's the thing. I'm not the smartest knife in the closet, but...
It's tool in the shed, Moreland.
Okay.
You're not the smartest. You're not the smartest tool in the shed.
Okay. All right. I'll remember that next time, maybe. But I was told a long time ago that I had to protect him from something, and I feel like you're hiding something from us, and I want to know if you know what I'm supposed to be protecting him from.
Well, he is a herbivore, predators, perhaps.
I think there's something more.
I think you're right, Marlin. I think there's something that they're not telling us.
So, do you mean to say that you lived in the Feywild and left the Feywild because of something bad? And Mr. Witch says, sit down, Mr. White. Mr. Light. So, let me understand exactly what you are asking. You think that this carnival has something to do with something bad that happens in the Feywild, correct?
No, I don't think anything. I'm just telling you what my mom and Paul told me. I actually love your carnival so far. I've gotten a lot of good prizes, had a lot of fun. I might have tricked a Cyclops one time, but that don't matter. I've had a great time at your carnival. That's just what my mom and Paul said, that they had to run away from some carnival in the Feywild and come here because something bad happened. But for me, I don't know anything about that.
All right, then there seems to be no problem here, does there? Are there any more questions?
I don't feel like I got an answer at all.
I feel like you just like politicianed us.
Do you have to get elected to have a carnival?
Yeah, because no. Like we asked you a question, owners. You said something completely different, had we nothing to do with what we were saying.
Of this carnival. Yes, this carnival did originate in the Feywild, and it travels to many worlds. Sometimes the fairgoers may travel from one world to another by means of the carnival, should they travel along with it, but that...
Well, let me ask you a question. If we stay here longer, are you going to try to do anything to us that shouldn't be done?
No. Then we want nothing more than for all of the carnival goers to enjoy themselves and to enjoy the carnival.
Is that why they tried to hire me after I pinned the goblins?
Would you like a job?
I'm not asking for a job. I'm asking what would happen if I had a job.
If you had a job, you would become a witch light hand. You would get a uniform. You would be assigned one of several duties. Most likely, we would create a carnival game based around you. Or you may have a place in the Big Top Show doing feats of strength. And then when we packed up the carnival and moved to a new world, you would travel with us. And should you decide to leave... you can be granted leave of a day at a time, but if you're gone for more than a day, you're considered to have deserted, and we move on without you when the carnival goes on.
So that's all that happens if I stopped being a carnival worker? I just am not one anymore? There's nothing bad that happens?
No, we're not vengeful people.
Okay. Can I insight roll that?
Yes, you can.
It's 12.
You don't detect any malice coming from these guys at all. Like, that was never really... You never got the feeling that they intended harm to anyone.
Let me ask you a question. How come all your carnival hands keep saying they're not allowed to talk about any of this stuff? Like, it's some kind of big secret or something like that. Why? What are they trying to hide that... Or that they won't talk to us about?
We strongly encourage all of our hands to stick to subjects that will raise... the morale and the joy of the not speak of things that are going to make people sad or angry. I mean, it's just not good for the mood of the carnival.
Do you remember Jeffro's parents?
I don't know who you speak of. We meet.
He's right there. That's Jeffro.
I'm Jeffro. But my just parents.
Introduced his parents. His parents. I wouldn't know his parents. I mean, there have been herring gone at the carnival from time to time over the years. Okay. And Mr. Light speaks of it, and he holds up his scepter. He says, yes, this weather vane, it detects the moods of everyone in the carnival and every emotion that happens. I am tuned into right here, from the smiling children to the joy of the winners of the games. I feel it all, and I can detect the shifting of the emotions about the carnival. And this is how we decide who becomes the witch-like monarch. It is all very simple.
Okay. I don't feel like we're going to get a...
I agree. I think we should leave.
Let's just go back to the carnival and try and win monarch for Jeffro and just enjoy ourselves.
I don't see anything wrong here, guys. I think it's just tip-top.
Yeah, I think once we leave here, we should definitely go right back out to the games and not do anything else at all.
Jeffro's very excited to hear that. He's like, yeah, that's a good thought, Imp.
Including, yeah, other things. I got to talk to you boys anyway.
Well, if that is all, then go on and enjoy yourself.
I have one more question.
Oh.
What would be the most, if you had to pick just one thing to do at the carnival that was going to be the most interesting, the most fun, what would you do?
Oh, the most. But there are so, so many things.
Please don't say the snail ride, because it was not very good at all.
I would say that the pinnacle of the Witchlight Carnival would be the Big Top Extravaganza that happens at the fourth hour, exactly at midnight. It's when all of the performers and all of the most talented people from the carnival come and display their skills for the delight of all of the carnival goers.
How do we know what time it is right now to know when that is going to happen?
It is now hour two of the carnival. Mr. Witch pulls out his watch, and the hand is on like 10 o'clock.
Can I have that watch?
No, it's mine.
Okay.
Well, it's lovely. I guess let's go and do carnival stuff.
All right.
Thank you for the invitation.
You're welcome. Would you like to take some drinks and snacks along with you?
Mostly the snacks. What would you recommend from the table?
And he looks at you, the size of you, and then he like gets a basket and just puts all the snacks in it.
I'm a fan. Thank you.
Very well, very well.
Do I have to punch my ticket to get these?
No. Okay. Compliments of the house. And he bows.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi, Dean.
Mr. Burley, we'll see you out of the staff area.
I like him a lot.
He's a pleasant...
Good bear.
Pleasant man.
Good bear.
And, with that, the door opens. Burley opens the door. He's just on the other side of the door and heard, you know.
Burley, were you listening to us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I just wondered.
You ready?
Yeah. Do you want a snack? They gave me all these snacks.
Those are the good snacks.
Yeah,
I'd love a snack.
Here. I liked the cherry tart before. This one's... It appears to have extra toppings.
Oh, my. He's got it in his hand, and he's like, I'll eat this in a minute. Come on, let's go. And he's got it in his hand, and he walks back over to the wall of thorny vines, mm-hmm. and it parts for him. And as you get through
does this open when anybody walks up to it, or do you have to be a staff member for this to open?
Staff only.
So if I try to come back here, it wouldn't open?
Oh, God, that'd be a bad idea.
Okay. Before we leave... Mm-hmm. Moreland, let me get one of them other snacks.
Okay.
And I'm going to take one of the snacks. I'm going to walk it over to Thacko.
He's just staring at you, blowing his bubbles from his bubble pipe.
Mr. Thacko, my name is Amp. Would you like this snack that we got? You seem like you're not in a great mood, and I wanted to try and help you with that.
He just holds his hand out.
All right, Imp is going to hand him the snack.
And he's still just staring at you.
Oh, okay, good talk. Maybe we'll have more talk later. Because I need to ask you questions, and I think you're probably the only person that'll give me a straight answer here. All right, maybe later then. And I'm just going to turn and walk away.
He's just standing there with his hand out with the snack in it, blowing bubbles with his bubble pipe. But he's like dead staring at you the whole time until you leave.
I don't think that man is emotionally stable.
I don't think so either, but he also might be the only one that doesn't lie to us here.
Yeah, I felt weird in there.
Okay, so I'm going to head back like towards the...
So you start going through the vines, and when you get to the other side, Burley puts his finger up to his lips and waves you over like a little bit like away from the, you know, from the thing. Burley removes his jack-o'-lantern helmet, revealing a worried expression. Bad things have been happening at the carnival for a while. People and things have been going missing. My bosses know more than they're telling, but their hands are tied somehow. You're the first people I've met who might be able to set things right. Witch and Light are good guys, but you'll need leverage to make them spill the beans.
Do you have like a large stick? I'm pretty... I'm good with leverage. I move whole trees.
Whole trees? You flipped a dragon.
You guys might be the guys for the job.
Burley, how do we get leverage on Mr. Witch and Mr. Light?
Well, the thing is, that watch that Mr. Witch has, its magic is tied to the entire carnival. Without it, he can't pack it up, and he can't unpack it and make it travel to other worlds. The whole carnival is tied to that watch.
So we got to get that watch.
That'd be a good idea.
So let me...
And once you had it, you basically have your foot, your boots on their necks.
All right, so we can't get back to the staff area without help from a staff member.
That's right.
How can we get in here without you getting in trouble for letting us in?
Well, they've asked me to be an employee multiple times. Maybe I just become a staff member and then I just don't travel with them.
Well...
Why are y'all trusting? Hey, I don't know if I trust you or not. Y'all are awful trusting this guy for no reason. All he said was he's turning on his bosses. How long have you worked for these people? How long have you been here?
Yeah, the enemy of my enemy is... How does it end?
My friend.
Yeah, Morgan. That.
But also, there's something off about his bosses. We knew that while we were in there. We just couldn't get it out of them.
They knew more about you and where you come from and what I'm supposed to be saving you from than they were willing to say. And if I'm going to be able to protect you guys, I got to know what I'm protecting you from. And they're not sharing that, and that makes me unhappy.
So why are you turning on your bosses then? What have they done to you?
They haven't done anything to me. They're good guys, and I would not want to see any harm come to them. In fact, if somebody tries to hurt them, I'm going to make sure that doesn't happen. But the thing is, I'm pretty sure somebody's got something on them. Years ago, my brother used to work here at the carnival with me. He's one of the people that disappeared. He's not the only one. The thing is, as things are going, I haven't found any way to get him back or to find out what happened to him. And I'm pretty sure that Mr. Witch and Mr. Light know more than they're telling me. And if you could steal that watch, we'd have something over them. We'd be able to get something out of them. But I don't want them to know that I was involved.
No, of course not. We'll be much more careful about your name than Mr. Plum's.
Yeah, I would appreciate that. And he's staring over at Imp.
Where do we need to go? Or what do we need to do, in your opinion, to move forward? Do we need to like ride more rides? I don't understand.
Well, during the Big Top extravaganza, there's a lot going on, and I don't think it would be too hard for a good thief to just...
And he turns and looks over at Jeffro, because he knows how herring gons are, and he says,
I don't think it'd be too hard to just snip the chain that holds the watch and slip it out of his pocket.
Well, let me ask you a question. I'm going to need a little leverage before I decide to help anybody out. Now, I will tell you, I'm all about people having their freedom and nobody being locked down by somebody, but I'm going to need a little something on my side, too. Is this going to impede me from winning the big prize at the end of the carnival?
The thing is, the weather vane decides who the Witchlight Monarch.
Well, what
it's whoever
is the prize?
Brought the most joy.
Is it more? Is the prize worth anything good? Can I just stop? Guys, I look at Imp and Moreland. I really want to win. But I don't know if it's more important than living. I've done some good living. I ain't won a lot of stuff. I'm having a hard time here. Can you tell me what the prize is? And is it worth going after the prize? Or is it more important to get this watch? Guys, I don't know. I'm at a crossroads.
I'd be a very bad witchlight hand if I spoiled the surprise of what the prize is. Come on, guys.
Yeah, okay, think about it like this. If there was a large arm thing, and on one side was, say, 100 gold, and on the other side was the Monarch Prize, which side would be better?
Monarch Prize.
Okay.
See, the thing about the Monarch Prize is, once you win that, any fae that you come across is going to know that you were the Monarch, and they're going to treat you with respect.
Yeah, we should get that.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm going to need that. All right, man.
Jeffro. I can't really talk about it much here, but Mr. Light knows about Shade. And you would know that Shade is his companion.
Wait, what? Well, of course they know about Shade. Look at all these tents.
I'll tell you about it later, Moreland. It's a little bit more than that.
I mean, I work in trees.
How do you know he knows
that? I know what Shade is.
That's what that awkward introduction was.
Oh, I didn't see that. I was looking at the carrots they had over there in the snack tray. I'm sorry.
They put some in my basket. Yeah. Do you want some?
Yeah, I'll take some. I get distracted sometimes, y'all. I'm sorry. I did notice that watch, though, as soon as he pulled it out. And, you know, I don't think I'll have any problem there getting it. You said during the big top circus?
No, it'd be... There's the most going on, and it's the most distracting time.
Where will he be? Will he be at the tent, or will he be in this?
He'll be in the big top. Everybody goes to the big top during the extravaganza.
Well, why don't we just enjoy the next couple of hours?
Yeah.
And we can kind of have some discussions, and we'll continue to explore. I know there was that mine ride we wanted to try out.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that. I don't like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You saying there's something scary about it or something?
Hell yeah, there is.
Imp, we need to go there right now.
So I'm going to have to ride that with them, it seems.
Yeah.
And then there's some other things around. I mean, we haven't even seen the swans yet.
The swans are my favorite part.
Oh, I want to find what was that dude's name? Do you know about a Kenku that stole a mime's voice?
Oh, man, what a butthole.
How do we get it back from the Kenku?
You probably have to catch him first, but I think he's got magic and he disguises himself.
Oh, what a butthole.
A butthole.
What is the
You're
mermaid's...
not the Kenku, are you?
Oh.
No.
Okay. Is Thaco the
He said
Kenku?
He's not.
No,
Thaco's... Hey, what's the deal with Thaco?
He's a butthole.
Why is he a butthole? I was just
trying
to be nice to him.
He used to be one of the main attractions back when he was young and energetic, but now he's all arthritic and ornery and basically is not worth anything but being a guard. He just started getting rude to people and bringing people down. It wasn't good for the carnival. He's a butthole.
Okay. Well, we gave him a snack, so we'll see how that goes.
All right, then I guess we're going to go play some more games, and we'll holler at you later, catch up with you. So, and we're off now? Off to do the mind game or the swans?
That's up to you guys.
I'm going to the mystery mine.
I'm going to be following Jeffro.
I want to go to the mystery mine.
He waves, and he goes a different direction than you guys go so that you're not...
Okay, so once we leave his... presence, he can't hear us anymore. I'm gonna turn to Moreland. I'm gonna tell him about Shade. Moreland, I don't know if you've ever noticed, but every once in a while you see me turn and talk to my shadow.
Uh-huh.
Just like you got Rafe and Jeffro's got Belinda.
Uh-huh.
Bill. I got Shade. He's a dragon that lives in my shadow.
You got a dragon that lives in your shadow?
Yeah.
Maybe I should tell y'all what Rafe really is.
He's a mouse.
Yeah, except that he's not. Meep, meep. What do you think, Rafe? And so I'd like to pull Rafe out of my pocket because we're still like back behind a little corner. Like we're not out where people in the fair could see. And I pull him out. I'm like, Rafe, go ahead and show him who you are.
Poof, copper dragon half hatchling.
Boop. Nice.
Oh my God.
That's really cool.
Rafe is a copper dragon. And he's been with me ever since I had to save my dad from something I don't want to talk about right now.
It was scary.
It was very scary, and I saved my dad, and I was told by some people that I had to keep you guys safe and that Rafe would help.
Well, I imagine especially if he gets any bigger.
He'll help a lot more as a dragon than as a mouse, that's for sure.
Well, but as a pocket mouse, he just kind of hangs out with me when I'm in the trees, but he's always there anytime I'm with y'all in case.
I can hear really good.
He's very good hearing.
Very good hearing.
Well, go ahead and change back before anybody comes around here, though, Rafe.
Okay.
And then he changes back into a little mouse, and I put him back in my pocket. And I'm like, so I guess we have dragons.
Well, I guess y'all better now know too about Bill. Bill's not really a dragonfly. I'm just going to keep her there, though. Y'all seen Bill. She's special.
Yeah, we have dragons, okay. And you have a dragonfly.
I'm not going to let her hear that you said that, okay? But she's a dragon, too. She's a fairy. Y'all already know. Leave Bill. Bill, I'm sorry.
I used to like you, Morlin.
Can Bill talk in pin form?
I can do whatever I want.
Oh, hey, Bill. I didn't know you could hear us.
Yeah, Bill hears everything.
Well, sometimes I'm sleeping. I don't hear nothing.
All right, Bill, that's enough.
I mean, you told me you were a dragonfly.
I said I was a fairy dragonfly.
Okay, we're not making any progress with this, Bill.
All right, to the mystery mine.
Let's go to the mystery mine, boys.
To the mine!
All right, everyone, we thank you so much for tuning in and listening again this week. For Mark, the DM, Mike, Alex, and Travis, we just want to say thank you so much for listening to this passion project of ours. We really enjoy it, and we hope you guys love it too. We also want to make sure that we give a mention to Kevin McLeod, the writer of Corncob, and Alexei Yukankovic, who wrote Empire on Fire. They're the two songs we used for our intro. Hopefully I didn't butcher your name, but we thought your music was dope, so we used it. Links to both of those tracks will be available in the episode description below.
You can find us on social media at Lofty Guild on Twitter, at Gmail. We are the Lofty Adventures Guild at gmail.com. On Facebook, we are the Lofty Adventures Guild.
We'll see you next time, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Bye.